May the words that I speak be from you, O Lord, and only your words heard. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to take liberties here and move some furniture. Stephen and I do a radio show. You probably have heard about it, oh, for heaven's sake. And it's been a joy to do this. We've been doing it for over 5 years now in Woodstock, and now I understand it's broadcast here in Kitchener-Waterloo on, 97.3? I've got the numbers right. Tonight. So if you don't get enough of us this morning, you can tune in and hear us this evening at 7:30. Like the old preacher said, before I preach, I have something important to say. So let the sermon begin. When writing to the Philippians, in that passage we heard read this morning, Paul says, "You are citizens of heaven." What does it mean to be a citizen of heaven? And he says that in distinction to the world around. What does it mean to be a citizen of heaven? It means that we have rights and privileges as well as responsibilities. But I wonder, do we feel differently? Do we act differently? Are we different from the world around us? Reginald Bibby, who's a professor in Lethbridge, Alberta, did a cross-Canada survey study extensively across the nation, across denominations, and also the general public about our attitudes, our views on ethics, morality, and issues and lifestyle of the day. What he discovered was a little shocking to me, and that was self-declared Christians were not statistically different from the regular run-of-the-mill Canadian. That our values, our ethics, our moralities, our views on the world were just the same as everybody else's. There's a wonderful story about a question on the final exam at the police academy. And the question goes something like this. Imagine yourself at the square in the center of the city that runs with a river running by it. And a van comes careening around the corner, and out from the passenger window, a gun is thrown into the river. It careens and sideswipes a car, and out of the vehicle, the driver drags a woman with a knife to her throat, and you recognize that she's the mayor's wife. Immediately behind you, there's a disruption. You look around, there's all these people in yellow vests, and they're starting to light a bonfire with tires. Behind you, on the third story, a window opens and smoke billows out and you can see flames behind, and a woman is yelling, "My babies, my babies." Now, taking into consideration police procedure, the criminal code, and the Canadian Charter of Rights, what is your course of action? One of the candidates wrote down, "I take off my uniform and mingle with the crowd." Have we done that? Have we done that? Has there been an occasion where we might step differently from the rest of the world, and we haven't? Have there been a times where we could maybe make a difference, even a small difference, in one particular piece, and we've stepped back from it? You and I are citizens of heaven, I remind you. We are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You and I are Christians and followers of Jesus. And that makes a difference. We need to remember that. I think we've forgotten that. I think somehow we've just thrown our hands up sometimes in surrender. John Westerhoff III used to talk about his upbringing. When he was a teenager, he and his brothers and sisters, there was all the usual peer pressure about what to do, where to go, what to think, be this way, act this way, think this way. And when they left the house every morning on their way to school, their mother would say, "Remember, you're a Westerhoff." I'm here this morning to say, remember, you're a citizen of heaven. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're a Christian and you're a follower of Jesus Christ. And so we have a code to live by, an identity with standards. And we're called to be, well, sometimes peculiar, sometimes different, sometimes odd. But we are called to be people who are citizens of heaven, children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Christians, followers of Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you, you're not alone in this journey, because it's sometimes difficult to stand up when you think you're alone. Let me read you part of the poem or song that's attributed to St. Patrick, since this is St. Patrick's Day. Some of you know it. It's from your hymn book, and it's the fifth verse of hymn 436. Christ, be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind me. Christ before me. Christ beside me. Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. We are only not only alone because we have Christ with us, but we are also not alone because we are part of the body of Christ. And that is more than just a Sunday morning thing. And it's part of the reason Stephen and I do the radio show, is we want to sound like and be Christians who talk about our faith outside of church. And we try not to use highfalutin language, although, you know, Dr. Henry, every once in a while, he'll throw in eschatology and he'll talk about ecumenicism and justification and sanctification. And we try to unpack those $50 words into words that you'd recognize walking around Walmart. Because it is in the daily walk, as followers of Jesus Christ, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, as children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it is in our daily walk, that journey closer, onward and upward, from glory into glory, becoming who we were intended to be, that is our call. That is our call as Christians, as followers of Jesus. And we will be known, not because of the great words we say, but because of the fruits of the Spirit that in our lives. Let me remind you, this is from Galatians chapter 5. That the fruit of the Spirit, the results of God's Holy Spirit working in us, the results of walking each day with Christ, is that out of our lives will flow love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. The world is convulsed and continues to be convulsed. All you have to do is watch the news. Crazy things are happening in the world. I am here this morning to remind you that you are citizens of heaven, that you are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you are Christians and followers of Jesus Christ. And you may be the only, what's that old phrase? You may be the only Bible that your neighbors read. St. Francis exhorted his followers to go out and preach the gospel to all creatures, and if necessary, use words. We are called to swim against the current, because any dead fish could go with the flow.